This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, September 27th. God's word to you today is, fear not. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 118, verse 6, from the New King James Version, and it says, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? It is absolutely necessary for every child of God to have seasons where they invest in prayer, get locked with the shepherd, get integrated and intimate with God. When we spend time with God like this, we do not only get strengthened and empowered for the current valley, we are infused with strength for the valleys to come. The Christians that devote time to fasting, prayer, altar building, and vigils are not crazy or jobless or fanatics. They do it because every child of God needs all of God, and that includes you. I pray that as you practice this in your life, you will break the back of the darkness and experience total freedom in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. David found himself in the valley filled with danger. Fear crept in on him, and he recognized the fear. Psalm 23 shows us that David determined that he will not allow his circumstances to dominate his emotions. This is the struggle for a lot of us. Our circumstances make a lot of effort to dominate our emotions. Our circumstances try to pressure us to be moody, to be nasty, to have a foul response, to create tension in our relationships. Our circumstances try to put fear in us. But David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. David decided and resolved in his heart not to fear evil. Do not get me wrong. David does not deny the reality of the fear, or try to fake it, or to suppress it, or to wish it away. David recognized that he was going through a valley. David acknowledged the danger lurking in the valley. But David resolved to fear no evil. So, if someone says to you, just be spiritual, you will never get discouraged or afraid. It is a big fat lie. It is possible to feel fear even when you are spiritual. But do what David did with fear. David did not deny the situation. He chose not to fear evil. How do you know somebody that will fear no evil? Simple. Do life with them. For example, someone is told at work that the organization is releasing a retrenchment list. Even the cat that lives with the man that fears evil will know that the owner is not happy. But a man that will fear no evil, in spite of the list, will hug his wife and play with his children when he gets home. He will eat his meal and pray to his God and then go to bed. That is a statement. I will fear no evil. David's statement was that in spite of how things look, feel, or smell in the valley, he will not succumb to fear. This is a decision that you and I have to make in our own lives. Let us pray. Father, because you are on my side and at my side, I will not succumb to the pressure of fear. I will praise you for your unfailing love towards me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.